Join me, Chelsea Ursin, on season 3 of my podcast, Dear Young Rocker. Tune in to hear some of my favorite musicians tell stories from their awkward musical beginnings, reconnect with the teenager they used to be, and remember what it's like to fall in love with your favorite band for the first time. Listen to Dear Young Rocker Season 3 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of kids in the U.S. have ADHD, also known as Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder. And it is pretty common amongst middle school and high schoolers. And when a kid is diagnosed with it initially, it can feel like you are the only person in the world who has it. And it can be a totally unknown feeling, or it can even make you feel really self-conscious.
The most difficult thing is to be able to focus.
Gives me a voice that's different from other people.
Yeah, maintaining a focus and control of their surroundings and reading
talking
social
about
cues.
Up where people were talking about each other, talking about China, and so all of a sudden,
I know what it is, but it's hard.
You're going through life and it's tough, but what's going to happen to you? How do you get through it? Does anyone even understand? I wish someone could tell me what to do. Hi, I'm Samantha Logan, and this is We Got You, a podcast for kids whose hard questions are answered by the older teenage kids who have already been through it. January is National Mentoring Month. And digging into this episode, we really hope that you can use the show as sort of a resource if you need it this month. My guest today is 14-year-old Asha. In the sixth grade, Asha made a choice and bravely told her entire class that she had ADHD. And it wasn't nearly as scary as she thought it might be. She talks to us today about how ADHD is her superpower.
My name is Asha. I'm 14 years old, and I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I was first diagnosed when I was in kindergarten, but my parents always suspected me to have ADHD because when I was like a baby, I never took naps. I had odd behaviors that they would associate with ADHD, but my parents decided not to tell me about it until fifth grade because they thought that I wouldn't understand. I was actually really heartbroken and upset because it stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder. I thought that everyone took focus medicine in the morning, but they don't. And I just thought everyone's better than me, and having ADHD is going to ruin my life. In the end, like now, when I look back on it, I'm not upset at them for not telling me because they're right. I probably wouldn't understand it. But in that moment, I was just so upset that I didn't want to be around anyone. I was very upset with my parents. I was upset with my teachers even because they knew I had ADHD. I was upset with my guidance counselor. And I thought everyone saw like a psychiatrist and guidance counselor once a year, but like they don't. So I was upset because I felt like it was just a big secret that they were all hiding from me. And what if there's another one? What if I have another disability and they're going to tell me 5 years later? No one knew I had ADHD. In fifth grade, I just decided I'm going to keep this a secret for the rest of my life. No one's ever going to know. I just tried to come up with a way to tell myself that I should have known. It was pretty obvious. Like, I'm not as good as I think I am. I don't want people to think that I'm stupid because I couldn't remember something or I was off topic. That's the main reason why I didn't want to tell them I had ADHD, because they would kind of fit the puzzle pieces and say like, oh, that's why she's stupid.
You're so stupid.
Everyone just made fun of me for that. I just wanted to be like everyone else. I didn't want to talk to my parents, so I just ended up watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and I got mad because all of them said ADHD isn't as bad as you think, and I would be like, yes, it is. But then I found out that all this stuff comes with ADHD. Like, if I didn't have ADHD, yeah, I might be able to focus better, but I probably would have been less extroverted, less bubbly, and I learned to accept it. Even though I was upset, I knew that without my ADHD, I wouldn't really be who I am. I would just be a completely different person. ADHD is what makes me memorable. It's what makes me stand out to other people. And I never really accepted my ADHD until probably middle school. In eighth grade, I decided that it interests me because I started meeting more people with ADHD and I would ask them questions and they all had different opinions on their ADHD, but there was a common ground and I just thought that was so interesting. Everyone with ADHD just, I feel like they have a level of understanding of each other. I told my class abruptly at lunch. I remember thinking that they were going to treat me differently, although they actually didn't. They were very shocked at first because they were like, oh, you don't act like you have ADHD. And then a bunch of people said, oh, yeah, I have ADHD too. I was very worried that people would treat me differently. But if people are going to treat me differently, that's kind of their problem. I am proud of it. And it makes me who I am. My really close friends weren't even surprised. It doesn't matter that you have ADHD. We're still going to be your friends. And that just made me feel like I was really accepted. I learned I shouldn't hide who I am. I shouldn't hide my ADHD. I would tell my sixth grade self that I have to stop trying to be like everyone else. And it's okay to be myself, even if people are gonna judge me, because those people just aren't the people that I wanna be around. It is who I am, and I'm gonna have to accept the fact that some people are gonna judge me, but others just will see me as the same person. I have to prove to myself that I am not what other people might want me to be, and I'm not what they're saying that I am. And I also can't let what they're saying affect me, because that's what they want, and then I would be kind of letting them win. If I didn't have my ADHD, my entire approach would have just been different, and I would have felt differently. It gives me my creativity, but then it also makes me like really unfocused. But then it also makes me think outside of the box and really want to be more around other people. And I like being around people, and I like being like bubbly and an extrovert. ADHD is who I am.
So now is the part of the show where we take questions from you out there. We asked you on our Instagram account, We Got You Show, to submit anonymous questions about any and all your issues, and we had lots of responses. Thank you, and keep that up for the coming episodes. For today's panel of experts, Asha is also joined by the wonderful Jayla. How different would life have been for you if you had embraced your individuality as a middle schooler rather than try to play it down or feel like you were fitting in with everyone?
Okay. So I kind of realized the positives of ADHD when I felt like I really wish that I had realized it. In fact, when I actually found out about it in fifth grade, ADHD, in fact, it even stands for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which just makes it seem like everything is bad. And I was taking a medicine for it, which kind of told me that it's not that it's a problem that I needed, that I was never able to cure. But then I actually made like a chart thing, and it helped me outweigh the like weigh the positives and the negatives. And I kind of realized that there were many positives, and ADHD is kind of a part of me, and I'm okay with having it now. And because there are so many positives to it, like creativity and things like that. Just you think so much. Someone with ADHD thinks so much differently than someone without ADHD. And it's really interesting.
What do you love about yourself knowing that you have ADHD?
Well, one thing that I grew to love about myself is to take responsibility and just to own up to it. When I was younger, you know, I was really kind of ashamed and shy to admit, you know, what I was going through. But then as I grew older, I learned to, like, you know, embrace my personality, embrace, you know, where I came from, because at the end of the day, you know, your story, that's what matters, is where you came from and how you prospered and how you did the things that you did. I feel like what really inspires, you know, a lot of young kids who are in a tough situation is when they see that other adults were once in their position as well. So just embracing who you are and learning to love yourself in every aspect of who you are.
Jumping off of what you said about, like, individuality and, like, being special is a good thing. I feel like with ADHD, I feel like if you have ADHD, this is just my opinion, but people have told me that I am a very memorable person, and you just have a sparkling personality, and that's so great about being special. And I remember I had a kindergarten teacher, and she came back like 9 years later, and she was just like, "Oh, awesome." And I was like, what the heck? And she remembered me, and she said, "Oh, how could I forget you?" And that just made me feel special, and that's a good thing.
Definitely. I totally agree with that. And I have, like, a similar story. Like, it seemed like I had so many great teachers when I was in school, especially like when I was in elementary and middle school, because I'm also a twin as well. But they didn't really remember us as twins because we look nothing alike. They remember us based on how we acted and stuff like that. So it would be teachers like from fifth grade and like second grade who'd be like, "Oh, Jayla, I remember you." Like, I was the kid who got their work done, but I just kind of did the complete opposite and just really just stood back because that was my personality. I didn't want to change that based on how other kids acted. So just embracing, like you said, your individuality and who you are and embracing what you have.
So here's the next question. My mom calls ADHD my superpower, but it doesn't always feel that way. What's your comment?
I think of ADHD as a trade-off. Most people with ADHD are good conversationalists, and they have the resilience and work ethic to work harder, which they do have to work harder to be at the place that most people are at. And the resilience helps them with that. And it might not always feel like a superpower, because I see ADHD in a very positive way, but sometimes I wish that, like, taking focus medicine isn't great, and I really wish I didn't have to do it. But in the end, it's part of you, and a superpower is part of you.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I feel like when you get older, you start to see, like, you are different from other people, and it's good to be different, but you have, like I said, you have to learn to embrace it. So if you learn how to cope with it, ultimately, you will be just a better you. So learning how to deal with those things and what's going on in your mental is the first point. That's the first step you need to make, because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself.
I'm kind of realizing that you're going to need to listen to what comes after when you get older, because it helps a lot. I have a lot of diaries of, like, angry. I was very angry at adults for always saying no. You'll realize that it has positive benefits when you get older. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm a kid now. I was angry because I didn't really want to listen. You don't want to listen to when you get older because you're so fixated on in the now. And like what Jayla said, you need to realize that you have whatever you're dealing with. And once you kind of get over knowing, like, this is all the things about your disability or ADHD, then that's when you can start to, like, work on it and thrive.
I hated hearing it, honestly. Like, people told me that so many times. And then especially when I would be like, I can't wait to get out this house. I can't wait to leave, which I really couldn't wait to leave, but it was just like, they were right. Like, when you get older, you will really come to understand a lot of things. And then you'll tell your younger friends, like, honestly, like, when you get older, those things wouldn't even matter, you know? So I feel like you really have to listen to your elders. Like, they are telling you the truth when they say, when you get older, you'll learn a lot of things. And those things that you worried so much about when you were younger, those things will not even consume your day-to-day life.
The kids in my grade make fun of me because they found out that I have ADHD. What do I do?
I think that you should tell an adult that you're comfortable telling, not the kind that would, like, make it worse. But I also think that you should maybe tell a school counselor. I had a really good school counselor that I went to for things similar to this.
I feel like in middle school, so many kids are so uneducated when it comes to mental health. So in this case of ADHD, I would definitely say just confront the person and don't confront them or come to them, not in a negative manner, but don't come to them hostile. Try to, you know, de-escalate the situation. Just pulling them to the side definitely would be the first option. Or even, like you said, talking to your school counselor, talking to the principal. So even though you may have ADHD, that person is probably dealing with their own problems even. So mm-hmm. They probably don't know how to express it in a positive manner.
Don't let it affect you too much, because most bullying is based off of insecurities. And a lot of the time it's even jealousy than their own problems.
Okay, so I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to We Got You. We Got You is a podcast that gives a voice to every kid out there who doesn't have anyone to go to for advice, who might be scared to ask their friends, older siblings, or parents for help. We're here for you, and remember that right now is just a tiny part of your life, and you will get through it. Tune in for the next episode, where we speak to Taylor, who talks about growing up without one of her parents. If you want a chance to have your questions answered or appear on our show, submit your questions via DM on our Instagram at WeGotYouShow or visit us at WeGotYouShow.com. If you need to speak with someone about any issue you are facing, Youthline is a hotline you can call for help 24/7. Dial 877-968-8491 or text Teen to Teen to 839863. We Got You is sponsored by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with special thanks to PRX and Trax for support. Production assistant is Carolina Garrigo. Theme music by Dima. Original composition by Dimitri Libman, Ollie Chang, and Guy Brown. Music edit, sound design, and mix by Rob Ballingle. Dialogue edit by Michelle Medias. And music supervision by Justin Morris. We Got You is created, written, and produced by Hallie Petro and Brandon Leganke in association with Sonic Union NYC. Till next time, this is Samantha Logan saying, We Got You.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.